Fine Ed, Nutramedical.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
And bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our guest. And this afternoon, you're going to have a very special guest. Now, you've heard this guest many times before talking about what's going on in the Near East, but you've never heard him tell the story of the return of the giants. Fascinating story, and of course it really fits in very much with much of what we talk here about, the spiritual implications of what is going on in the world, but specifically what's going on in the Near East and in the Middle East. So without further ado, Barry Shamish and the Return of the Giants. Go ahead, Barry.
Well, it's only one chapter of the book, and I thought about it last week. Last week we were going to do a show, and I had a good show. I quoted the latest IDF Knesset report on generals, and lo and behold, we discover they're deeply corrupt, and there's not enough time to get a whole new generation of generals in there, and we're facing a war with the Syrians, and the generals are incompetent. I had this show planned, and a lot of it, by the way, is going to be my speech in Denver this Saturday. I'm not going to do this speech, which we're going to talk about today, I assure you. I am not going to talk about this. But I said, you know, I don't think your listeners necessarily understand the implications of what's going on in Israel. They don't know the personalities. The personalities, you either have to be there and actually live them to understand what a mess this is. So I made a decision, and by the way, it is a career-cabbaging decision because so many people are going to think I'm nuts. But it's true. I was just a simple reporter, and I looked for niches, little corners that hadn't been covered by the media in Israel. And believe me, there's more reporters there covering the same story. But way back in 93, Israel had a terrific onslaught of UFOs. The actual wave began in 87. I may talk about that. But in 93, it became front page. Constant, consistent front page with TV specials. I was on TV at least a couple of times over the story because I was covering it. And that was why Israel had giants, reports of giants, 7 foot, humanoid. And they weren't human. They had large eyes and bald heads and almost no noses and almost no mouths and wore silvery uniforms. But this was seen by women, first of all, throughout the country, but especially in a place called Kadima. And now Kadima is near Netanya, and that's the story I'm going to tell. Now, by the way, my work was incredibly well known. And it got me in a lot of trouble when I broke the Rabin story, because my detractors, and many of whom were true blue, paid detractors, they had to shut me up. They would refer to this story that I did, and I only did this once in my life. But nonetheless, this once got attention. Well, I'm just going to give you a couple of examples in America.
Hold on, because we're going to a break. But, Barry, you don't have to apologize. The people who listen to my programs realize that there's more to things than just what we've been told, that there really are spiritual forces at work. And, Chris, you know, if they listen to my program, there's nothing that you can say that will surprise them at all. So hang on. We'll be back in just a moment as we explore the return of the giant.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Barry Shammah. So, Barry, with no apologies, pick the story up, because I heard, of course, it last week. I was fascinated by it, and I wanted this audience to hear it. So please go ahead.
Well, it's mighty liberal of you. Just keep in mind the following. There was a show called Sightings. They did four episodes based on my research, and they paid me very well, about $3,000 every episode. And then I was on Fox TV. The producer was Bob Kiviat. And my research, from 7:30 to 8 in the evening, they say the audience was huge, 35 million. Well, I'm just giving you some background. My research was checked every which way by media experts, and it was found to be accurate. Now, look, this family, there was Nisha, the husband, but the real characters were his partner. Her name was Shoshana Cohen, and her daughter, Tally. She was, at the time, I believe she was about 10 or 11 years old. Now, they appeared on TV claiming their apartment was haunted by aliens, and I'm talking about they were national TV. I saw them on a show called Erev Chadash, a new evening, and in those days, this is past the prime of Kadima, it was 1994, and I was researching anything to do with UFOs because people were actually following this stuff. I phoned them up and I went to their apartment in Netanya, and I had to form my own impressions. And believe you me, there are a lot of phonies out there, and you have to be super careful before you report anything. It's that simple. I talked to the daughter. She described being taken off in a clam-shaped UFO. She drew them. And she even had a name for the two people who would abduct her. One's name I remember clearly was Saki. And I spoke to the wife, Shoshana. These people were incredibly sincere. And a lot of this is gut feeling, of course. There are a lot of wackos out there that think UFOs came down 30 light years to tell them that Earth should be playing with atomic weapons and the environment is a wreck. And I say to myself, now why would anyone travel 30 light years to, in one case it's Shira from Tiberius, to tell her that we should stop using nuclear arms? I mean, that doesn't make sense. That's a very long trip for nothing. But these people, their story was so different. And the girl was not lying. I could see she wasn't lying. And I could see these people were not under the influence of New Age anything. This was a typical household that was, in fact, experiencing something phenomenal. And, of course, naturally, the husband, who was not the easy guy to deal with, showed me materials left by these creatures, and they did, well, they were very heat resistant. He would put one on a cube of ice, the ice would melt immediately. They gave me a good show, so I contacted Daryl Sims. Now, people who in the UFO world know him well. He's ex-CIA, he's an expert at conducting operations. He would get doctors to remove implants that people claim were placed in them by aliens, by UFOs. No matter what, I was friends with him at the time. And he got money from another person named Michael Hesemann, a German who ran a UFO magazine throughout Europe. He was and it is to this day extremely well known. We put the money together. They put the money together. And they flew Daryl to Netanya to see this family. Now, I had lots of problems with the husband. It was a bad news, but the partner, the wife, so to speak, and the daughter, we got along beautifully, considering what the incident was. We agreed to stay in their house over the weekend. And Daryl brought with him lights. One was a black light. Another was I'm not sure what kind of a light it was, but I'll tell you why that's important. I asked Shoshana if these beings that her daughter drew in this clam-shaped UFO that she sat in had been harassing them in any way. And she said something amazing. She said, they prick me. They don't stop pricking me. My skin is covered with their pinpricks. And Daryl took out his orange light. I don't believe it was a black light. I think it was something that made her skin, whatever. I put my hand under the light. It was the same. He put his hand under the light. It was the same. Her skin glowed orange. Now, people, I saw it, and I reported her skin glowed orange. And from what I don't know, and I'm not going to claim I know, but her skin was different than our skin. But under this light, you saw all hundreds and hundreds of tiny pinpricks. There was blood, there's coagulated blood at the end of them, tiny, itty-bitty piece of coagulated blood at the end of these pinpricks. Some were disappearing, new ones were coming up. I said to myself, who would do this? Would she do this? Would she take a pin? skin all over her body and give her these pinpricks? Why would she do that? And then the daughter told her story. The daughter did not have the pinpricks. And the husband partner took us out to look at the UFOs. They were nonsense. Daryl and I stared at each other at his so-called UFOs. They were obviously terrestrial. But out there, he told us, he said, when we get that apartment, when these things come into the apartment, they produce a smell. You've never smelt anything worse. And they hop around wherever we are. They follow us. Now, we went back to the apartment, and now I'm thoroughly skeptical. But, oh, I don't know. I stood by the window. I recall this. I was beside the window. There's a balcony outside, and I smelt this smell. I mean, I smelt somebody. Imagine someone burning a tire under your nose, and that doesn't begin to describe how nauseating that smell was. And as Daryl is interviewing Shoshana, he actually put her under hypnosis for a while. I said, my God, folks, they're here. They're here. And I said, Daryl, come here and smell this. And I looked for some source of the smell, a burning radio, a plug, anything that could explain the stink, this horrible, noxious stink that was suddenly in the room. And Daryl came over and he just looked at me and said, yeah, they're here. And then the smell followed them around the room. It left me, followed them. I said, what the heck is going on? What is this, a haunted house? What kind of a stink is that? Where did it come from? I looked for a burning plug. I looked for a wire. Anything that could explain how a stink like this, a stink you've never smelled before, could be hopping around this room. Now, I'm about to tell you, I'm about to hop to Australia very shortly, but nonetheless, Daryl takes out his equipment and he follows it and he writes graphs and he tracks it, and I assure you, he wrote an extremely positive report about these spirits or whatever they were haunting this apartment in Netanya. This, by the way, was just a few months after the Oslo Accord was signed. And I say that because I'm about to talk about Kadima. It's a very complicated story, but people, I was in a haunted house, and I'm telling you, you have never been more scared. And believe me, I'm not scared. I'm not a person who's scared. When I smelled that smell and I followed that stink, I said to myself, what the heck is this? I'm in a movie that there are beings that you don't see that follow around people and they smell like this. Well, that's exactly what happened. Now, I'm going to go back to a picture that was taken outside Netanya, but I want to tell you that I was in Australia. This was 5 years ago. I was in Brisbane with Glenys McKay. She is a very well-known and respected UFO writer, and I was giving a speech in Brisbane. As a matter of fact, I was giving speeches all over Australia. When she says to me, these people want me to unhaunt their house. And she asked me if I'd like to come along, and I said, yeah, of course. And I was very skeptical. Believe me, when I do these things, you're talking about the world's greatest skeptic. I'm not expecting spirits. I don't expect spirits. I don't believe in demons, but nonetheless, we get to a very nice couple. His name is Dan. Her name is Kim. Kim, I remember, she was beautiful. She was one quarter Aborigine. That did something to her beauty. It made it better. And Dan was a soldier in Somalia, and he started telling me that he was, one night, his unit was surrounded, and then he lost 7 hours of time. He can't explain it. He ended up back in base camp. Who knows what this story really was? But I said to Kim, I said, now, by the way, Glenys was going on the haunted theory, which I don't buy. and she was doing Jewish prayers. She was doing Kaddish. Kaddish is the Jewish prayer for the dead. It's a very holy prayer. And I said to Kim, is there any chance that you've got pinpricks all over your skin? Well, lo and behold, her eyes light up. She says to me, how did you know? Oops, I hear the music.
All right, well, we're going to have to put that off till we get back here. But our guest this evening is Barry Shamish. We're talking about his book, The Return of the Giants. It's available at lulu.com. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe this is far out at all. I believe Barry is a reporter. He's reporting what he saw, and I've even heard much more amazing stories.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibility.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. 1-800-273-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Well, I'm going to Australia. I'm in Australia. The woman does the same thing. She, I wouldn't say disrobes, but we saw her back and we saw her thighs, and they're filled with pinpricks. And then Glennis takes out her camera. She's got a digital camera, and she takes pictures of all of us in this house. Now, this is true. Believe me, it's true. Her name is Glennis McKay. Go look at her in the internet. Contact her. She takes pictures of all of us. And everyone in these pictures is surrounded by blue orbs, balls, tiny little balls. They're all surrounded by these blue orbs, except me. My picture, I'm clean. There's no orbs around me. Their pictures, orbs. And by the way, that means whatever these spirits are, they want nothing to do with me. And who knows why, but good for them. Stay away. All right, now this is going on in Israel. Now we go back to Israel. Now, Daryl Sims writes a very, very favorable report of my journalism. He writes that this family is without a doubt. Well, I'm using the word haunted because, frankly, I don't know why this is happening in a house. I've never been to a house where the stink comes from nowhere and it travels where these people travel, and they don't travel near me. I have to follow the people to keep up with the smell. But nonetheless, I want to go one step forward. Michael Heseman reads the report and flies to Israel from Germany. He wants to meet these people. And I go ahead and prepare his trip, make sure it's good. I hear about again, it was in Ma'ariv, a major newspaper, second biggest in Israel. There's a picture in the paper. It's a nice couple. They're in their 50s in Netanya. It's a beautiful day. They're at the beach. He's got his hand around her. Someone takes their picture, and in the back, not the background, I mean, these clams, these vehicles, were above their heads, bigger than their own heads. They were not little tiny orbs in the sky. They were there in the picture. And I looked at the picture and said, Lord, no kidding. It's the same picture Callie, the little girl, drew of the vehicle that took her away. Same clam. Imagine a clam with the upper shell open. That's what we saw. And I said, this is nuts. How did they know this picture was what she actually drew for me and Daryl? And Michael comes and he gets the picture. And, well, I published it and Michael published it. And we all know that something is going on in Netanya. Now, the reason I say this, and I know it's a long shot, and I'll tell you why I'm going to go into this long shot shortly. Well, the Israeli leadership is really leading Israel into a thorough disaster. And by the way, go onto my website. My website, you can get to it, barrychamish.com. That's barrychamish.com. And you can understand that everything the Israeli leadership has done, at least since 1992, when the Oslo Accords were being negotiated, and 1993 when they were actually formulated and signed, is nuts. There's no explaining it in rational human terms. They're leading Israel to suicide. A very, very straightforward, who wants Israel to commit suicide? Now, Michael comes to the country, and he gets the picture, and he interviews the family, And he comes to conclusions I would never draw. Well, he just said outright that there are spirits running around Israel for reasons we don't understand, that a picture was taken of their actual craft. He went back to Germany, produced his picture in his magazine. I used his picture for other magazine articles I wrote. And again, what is this craft? What is the smell? Why in Australia do they have the same phenomena of women? By the way, women.
Hold
the men
thought.
Are haunted
hold
in their
thought.
Own
hold
ways.
Thought, Barry.
But the women.
Hold that thought, Barry. We'll be right back.
Oh, right.
Friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
And before we go on with Barry's story, I want to get his website out. I want him to tell you where you can get a copy of his book, Return of the Giants. So how can people get in touch with it, Barry?
Well, you go to www.lulu.com. There's a space that says search. Write in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, Chamish, and you'll get to Return of the Giants, amongst other books. Now, I'm going to be in Denver this coming Saturday. I'm at Don Wiedemann's, Babe Messiah. Look, here's the phone number. 303-654-9424. That's 303-654-9... I'm reading this wrong, I believe. It's 9924. Let me repeat that. 303-654-9924. Your engineer, of course, George Forfa, is my engineer. You can write don@americannewsnet.com, don@americannewsnet.com, and come and see me. I'm at 10 a.m. in Denver this coming Saturday. I'm also in New York the week afterwards on Sunday. The number there is 718-251-1900, 718-251-1900. And my website is, just go to BarryChalmers.com. And by the way, you're not going to find much of the UFO stuff because I hide it. I've got so many critics attacking me from so many different ways. The last thing I do is want to promote the UFO stuff. But people, it was real. And by the way, during that time, that period, from 1993 to 1995, when I was really researching this stuff, my phone would, I could not talk to you on the radio because my phone would go dead 3-4 times. This happened over and over again. There was something about this UFO stuff that was really scaring whoever controls phones. However, that works as well. We live in a very strange world where we're actually monitored, and this UFO stuff would, well, it was more controversial than the Rabin assassination if you go by cut-off radio interviews. Now, let me go back to Kadima, and this is important. And by the way, we're only talking in my book. I've got 11 chapters. This is 2 chapters. Michael Hesman from Germany comes into the country. Now, Kadima has now become worldwide known because the show Sightings has done a very long episode about Kadima. Now, from March, it began March 20th of 1993. It ended the end of July 1993. In the area of Kadima, there were numerous women, all women, by the way, all age 39. This is an amazing phenomenon. They were all the same age. And all their incidents happened on the Sabbath. Every one of them happened on Friday night or Saturday morning. And go and figure out that one. But nonetheless, in every case, there were crop circles. Within the crop circles, there were shards, metal shards, which were tested, at, well, the Israel Geological Society, University of Pisa, University of Birmingham. I sent it to all these places, these metal shards. They were almost pure silicon, 99.2% pure silicon, which I was told in those days, 1993, was really beyond the capability of human technology. We now go to Kadima. The crew of Sightings arrives. They send a cameraman. His name is Phil Lapkin. We go and interview the various women who saw the UFOs and the giants. I add, and the giants. Now, these women, their husbands slept through it. They don't remember anything, but in their backyards were the same. Well, it was 15 feet in the diameter. They were swirled clockwise. They had these shards of silicone. They had very strange red oils, which, of course, Sightings analyzed, and they were very heavily imbued with cadmium. This is all on the show. Now, I'm not going to go, we probably have the time and I will go backwards, but I want to mention one thing. When Philip Lapkin came into Israel for Sightings, an amazing coincidence, I'm in his hotel room. We've been filming for one day. The filming has gone extremely well. And I get a phone call, and by the way, in those days, Israel had a remarkable network of journalists and interested people all phoning me because the Sightings crew were here and I arranged it. There was a landing at Kadima. Come right away. We came in the morning, first light of the morning, and there was the biggest circle you ever saw. I mean, this thing is huge. And I'll tell you again, if somebody did this with a lawnmower, then they had a very special lawnmower which managed to flatten the grass counterclockwise. We did stand in the middle of it. We gathered the evidence, we gathered the silicon, and we took pictures for the sightings crew. Now, I'm going to tell you something that, again, confuses me beyond belief. And just know this. His name was Three Bigots. He was taking pictures of the sightings crew, including me. I was their advisor. The pictures were developed that night for the sightings crew. Now, I'm telling you, when we were there, we didn't see this. In the background of pictures are the exact giants these different women drew for the sightings show. Sightings asked them to take a piece of paper and a felt marker and draw what they had seen. All these women drew the same creature. There they were in this picture. Now, we looked at this picture. The sightings refused to show it. It was too weird. And I initially didn't want to release it. It was that weird. There they were in the background. The same faces. We were being watched somehow invisibly. And I know that sounds crazy. And I know that a lot of people are going to listen to the show and say, this is a guy who has obviously lost his marbles. But there they were. Two giants in the background. Now, here at the foreground, Svi took a picture of us measuring the circle. And it included the sightings cameraman. They were the cameraman and the soundman I arranged. They were from Israel. Philip Lapkin was from the United States. And they're watching them measure the circle with these two giants in the picture. And I'll tell you something straight off. People were trying to figure out what they were. Nobody remembered seeing anything that looked like that. And I heard theories. They were tractors. Okay, there were tractors in the background. Anything but they were, but that we were watched. Anything but that we were watched. And Michael Hesseman eventually published the picture, so did I. All I can say to you is there are entities that you don't see that somehow the camera picks up. One was in the Netanya Beach where the two clam-shaped flying figures were in the background of this beach shot. The other was this photo that we took of a sightings crew the morning that this giant circle was formed in Netanya. Dr. Stan, I don't understand this at one little bit. And let's not fool with this. I am not a New Ager. I don't follow UFOs naturally. I don't do it at all anymore. But for that period, I walked into immense madness. Now this madness, now here is why I think this madness has, first of all, biblical implications, and I'll get into that shortly, but also the implications for Israel. In March of 1993, the Oslo Accords were just being formulated in Norway. And I spoke to the formulator, one of the two Israeli formulators, Ron Pundak. In March, it wasn't ready. At the end of July, it was ready. And that's when the giants of Kadima disappeared. Honest to goodness, I don't know what they were, but I wrote my book, Return of the Giants, and I said, folks, for this book, I read the whole New Testament. I read about the giants. At the beginning of the Old Testament, I'm sorry, there are lots of giants. They're called Nephilim. It means they fell from the skies. The English word to fall comes from the Hebrew word lipol. Nephil means that you have fallen. And these Nephilim were known to the ancient Hebrews. And in fact, one example of many, Joshua sent his spies into Canaan. The spies came back and said that the inhabitants were helped by giants, Nephilim. One example. We don't have to go into the whole history of Og of Bashan and how they saw humans as very attractive, and they had children with them, which means they raped them. In Kadima, in 1993, these women were raped. And I'll tell you why. Two of the women, here are their names. Bat Yeshimon was one, and another one, oh my goodness gracious, when I do these interviews, it was in a town next to Kadima. She was a travel agent. It'll come to me, all right? Two of the women produced actual medical forms that said they were pregnant. And then they produced actual medical forms from what's known as Kupot Kalim, health clinics. In Israel, health is universal. You pay 20, 30 bucks and it's universal. Both of them showed their forms and they were produced. They were filmed by the sightings crew. Somehow, after all this stuff, and before, by the way, these women were pregnant. These women were used in some way by these, well, fallen angels, Nephilim, giants, whatever you want to call them. They were made pregnant, and their pregnancies disappeared.
That is an amazing thing. I mean,
disappeared
because if there were children, what happened to them? That's the question.
They're not around anymore. Now, I'm going back to Kadima once again because that is the Oslo Accords. That is the time that the Oslo Accords were being written. And again, I'm so apologetic for this. There are so many names. The town was Pardesia. The woman invited the crew from sightings there. I briefly forget her name. It's in my book, Return of the Giants. We got there. My Lord in heaven, what we saw. We've got circles on the ground. We've got, her daughter lives about 100 yards away in a neighboring house. We had circles from her daughter's house to this woman's house. We had circles and trees. Trees were flattened. Now, her story, it's just shocking in a way. But here it is. Do we have time to tell it?
Go right ahead, yeah. We've got about four minutes.
One night, again, in that same period of 1993, when Oslo was being formed, she goes to the kitchen, and her dog, she has a little poodle. We filmed that as well. She says the poodle went flying into the wall. And she, I mean, lifted up and flying into the wall. And she doesn't understand what's going on. And then she tries to go aside to see what's causing this, and she's blocked. I mean, invisibly blocked. She feels this blockage with her hands, and then she looks outside the window and sees the same 7-foot giant which she drew for the sighting show, and she talks to it. And by the way, they talk to them. If we had more time, I'd tell you what they say. They're not very intelligent, by the way, these giants. They don't say intelligent, profound things. They're at work. But she says to this giant, what did you do with my dog? And the giant, who, by the way, is playing with her husband's van. He's actually examining the van, according to her. Turns to her and says, get back to your bed. What we did to your dog, we could do to you. We can crush you like an ant. I'm busy. Go away. This was what she reported to sightings. And by the way, that is not deeply profound information. That's kind of a threat. And not a dangerous threat. The woman is alive and happy to this day. Chana Somek is her name. Chana, H-A-N-N-A-H, Somek, S-O-M-E-C-H. She Well, what can I tell you? Her dog was thrown around because he was barking at a giant. This is how human the encounters were. These were not giants who told the inhabitants, we're here to save the planet, we're here to do some good for you. They want to look at a pickup truck.
Well, of course, this has something to do with the Oslo Accord, this great betrayal of Israel, which was, was to give away the land of Israel to the non-Jewish forces. So, at least from your point of view, there's some connection, Oslo Accord, and then the return of the giants.
Look, I only make one connection, that they arrived at Kadima on March 20th when someone named Tzipora Carmel saw the first giant. I'll do her story. It's pretty damn amazing, too. And then it ended with Bat Yashima, and at the end of July 1993, the fact of the matter is while Oslo was being formulated, these women were being visited by giants. Now, I don't know if that's a connection. All I've got is the timing, really.
Well, we're going to have our listeners wait till the next chapter of this. Barry will be with us on, I think it's Friday evening for our 9 o'clock program, Pacific Time, when we're going to go to Chapter 2, and we'll do Chapter 2 on this network probably next week sometime. Barry Shamish, again, the story, Return of the Giants, you can get it at lulu.com. That's lulu.com. And if you'd like to go to Barry's website, it's barryshamish.com. Anyway, God bless you, Barry. Thanks very much.
Thank you again for this weird opportunity.
Well, I don't think it's weird at all. I think there may be more reality here than a lot of what we hear and believe. Anyway, God bless, and we'll talk to you next week. All right, bye-bye. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. Hair aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Here at the Genesis Communication Network. Basically, if you'd like to get some material on UFOs, we of course have a book called Alien Intervention, and it's a story really about UFOs. They don't come from outer space. They're demonic manifestations of the spiritual battle in which we're involved. We have a 4-tape set on the supernatural, and of course interviews with Joanna Michelson, who was a medium. And then, of course, we have the 4-tape set, Satanism and Deliverance. We have the 4-tape set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. And we carry his book, Hostages of the Devil, one of the really great books of all time. It really was the one that introduced me to this whole other dimension. Certainly you'll want to get the Constance Cumby's DVD, The Emergence, because she's studied this for 27 years. Our 4-tape set of our interviews with Constance Cumby. And the information is so vitally important to understand what is really going on behind the scenes today. Because there is another dimension, and many, many people tap into that. In fact, an increasing number are tapping into this. That's why you need to get our 4-tape or 4-CD set. The secret behind the secret. That's the secret behind the secret. And then my new talk, The Forbidden Secret, which takes you into the mystery religions, the secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years since the time of the building of the Temple of Babel right up until the present day. When in Strasbourg, Germany, they built a replica of the incomplete Tower of Babel. And that's what the European Union is about. And that's what the American Union is about. It's all about the incomplete Tower of Babel, the attempt to unite the world 5,000 years ago. That's why we're fighting over in Iraq today, because the war there really doesn't make any sense. That's why we're still fighting in Afghanistan. We went in to capture Osama bin Laden. When we didn't get him, why did we stay on? Oh, we had to defeat the Taliban. We financed the Taliban. We created the Taliban. We were financing him right up until September 11, 2001. If you doubt that, read President Bush's speech on the 20th September 2001, where he tells you America was the major source of humanitarian aid to Afghanistan, and that was the Taliban. We were financing him all the time that they were hosting Osama bin Laden, who, of course, was supposedly responsible for the attack on the USS Cole in the year, several years before, in the year 2000, and attacks on other American facilities. So why were we financing the Taliban, who are hosting Osama bin Laden? Nothing is what it appears to be. You need to get the videos of what happened on 9-1-1. We have a full 5-10 set of them. You want to get all 5 of those tapes that we have on what happened on 9-1-1. And then, of course, we ask you to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We certainly hope many of you out there we'll seriously consider helping Radio Liberty as we reach out across America, trying to bring the truth to the people, trying to get them to realize that most of what they think they know just is not true. Well, anyway, Sydney, we hope that you'll invite others to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. They can certainly read our letters, listen to lots of our videos there, watch our videos, and then pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We'll be right back for the next hour.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You're listening to GCN.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news, behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guest. And this afternoon, here at least on the West Coast, our special guest is going to be Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And Dr. Cuddy has taught at the university level. He has certainly worked at the Department of Education during the Reagan years. He's testified before Congress. He's a prolific writer, and we carry a number of his books, including Mental Health Screening, The Timeline for the Education of the New World Order. We carry his book, Cover-Up. We carry his Secret Records. Revealed a very, very short version of that, those conspiracy secret records revealed, not the secret records revealed book we're hoping to get republished. And so anyway, if you're interested in any of these, of course, his Road to Socialism, all of these are available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927 and or go to our webpage at radioliberty.com and get a list of all the books that Dr. Cuddy has that were still in print, and we need to get the rest of them back in print. But right now we're going to be talking about the dialectics, certainly, and how the New World Order is using the dialectics to confuse the American people. So, Dr. Cuddy, please go ahead and pick up the story.
Okay. Regarding the list of books that you gave, I want to do a little promo of that little one. The one that's titled Conspiracy, it has the subtitle of Secret Records Revealed, and I want to explain that briefly because some of your listeners may say, well, you know, that's just the larger book in a condensed form. What that is, and the main title is Conspiracy, is a two-thirds of it, the first two-thirds, is a dialogue between a researcher and a skeptic. The skeptic says, well, I don't believe there are any such things as conspiracies. You'll have to show me such and such, presidential knowledge. And so the researcher comes back with quotes by Woodrow Wilson, the famous quote about there's a power somewhere so complete, so pervasive, so interlocked, so watchful, that you better not speak above your breath when you speak in condemnation of it. And then another one. He may say, the skeptic would say, oh, that's just one, and so the researcher comes back with FDR's statement about, in his letter to Colonel House, who was Woodrow Wilson's chief advisor, that the real truth of the matter is, as you and I know, that a financial element in our larger centers has owned our government ever since the days of Andrew Jackson. And it goes back and forth like that, and the usefulness of that is, it contains the most important elements of the books that I've done, like Secret Records Revealed, the primary, most important quotes But it does it in a way that your typical listener, those who are listening to Radio Liberty, might find useful in confronting skeptics. In other words, when they go out and talk to people about something is afoot, there's a powerful group of people doing something, this shows how to respond to each of those skeptical questions that will arise in a uniform manner. They can go right through the process. And so to that extent, it's somewhat fictional, although the quotes themselves are exact. They're actual quotes by the people, leading people either involved in the conspiracy or knowledgeable about it. The last one-third of the book, though, is something rather unique. What I did was I titled it Looking Backwards, just like Edward Bellamy's book from the late 1800s, where Bellamy looked at the year 2000 backwards. This one looks at the year 2100 backwards, showing how the power elite or Big Brother, whatever you want to call them, the Order, came into control. It's stated in a sort of fictional manner.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927? That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned the independent test to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
That thought, we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dennis was saying that in his little pamphlet that we carry, little booklet, about 50 pages, called Conspiracy, Secret Records Revealed, how he had anticipated not only the cashless society we're looking forward to, but, you know, how they were able to control our diet, how they were able to get us to eat the things that they wanted us to eat and do the things they wanted us to do. So how would they get us to eat the food that they want us to eat?
When I was writing it back in 1995, of course, it hadn't come about. I'm, you know, projecting toward the year 2100. And I was saying this historian for the order was saying, oh, we had no trouble. What we used to get people to go along with this is a coercive mechanism where we wouldn't actually initially come out and say you must eat such and such. But we would say if you don't eat this, of course, your insurance premiums will go up because it's not a healthy diet. And so what I was saying was I gave myself a little pat on the back because just a couple of months ago, sure enough, here come some major articles out from various international organizations saying exactly that, that Congress here and elsewhere were considering measures that would allow insurance companies to charge more for people who did not have this sort of healthy diet. And so, sure enough, you know, what I'd written back about 10 years ago is moving right along forward. So in that sense, it's very useful because I do many things, like that, not just food, but all kinds of things. So I hope your listeners will take advantage of that little booklet as well. But the topic now was, in a lot of my articles, I will say that there's this power elite and they have this dialectical process. And what they're doing is the ultimate objective is a world socialist government. And that would be a synthesis of Eastern communism and Western capitalism. But oftentimes people say, okay, fine, makes sense, that's the theory. But give me some specific examples of how they have actually been doing this. And so what I did in this particular piece, which is my my latest News with Views column, is give the example of the Cuban Missile Crisis, because this is one of those things that is still sort of unquestioned. I mean, people will question, you know, about the assassination of JFK and many things over the years, and, you know, whether the Iraq War was a setup and all that. But the Cuban Missile Crisis is the example I use because most people are still of the opinion, as history books tell us, that this was a great showdown between the Soviets and President Kennedy, and, you know, he just happened through intelligence networks and so forth to discover these missiles, and he confronted Khrushchev and forced him to back down, and isn't this a glorious thing?
I was thinking what's so important is the fact that the establishment controls the media. In fact, there's a wonderful book which we've carried until recently called The New Media Monopoly by Ben Bigdakian. And certainly there, why the Mr. Bigdakian points out, there are five people, the CEOs of five mega corporations, who control almost every major media outlet, that, you know, all the major ones. And so, you know, by repetition from, say, U.S. News and World Report to Newsweek to Time Magazine to ABC to CBS to NBC to the New York Times to the Washington Post, and yes, and even the so-called right wing, and I say right wing like the Wall Street Journal and certainly various things put out by William Buckley and Weekly Standard, and but they're all controlled by the same people, Reader's Digest, National Geographic. They're all controlled by the same people. They give you the impression you're hearing both sides, but on the really important issues, you will never hear the truth from either side. And so by that means, you're able to really control the reality of the people. And one of the things is the Cuban Missile Crisis. We think we know what happened, but do we really know what happened? Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly right. We we really don't. Most people know what happened. But what was going on is typical of the power elite. This is a dialectical process, moving us ever closer towards this ultimate goal of theirs, the world socialist government. And the in this case, what you had was the dialectical thesis of missile placement by the Soviets, supposed missile placement by the Soviets in Cuba, followed by a planned, I emphasize that, discovery, that's the antithesis, and the synthesis of both the Soviets and the U.S. Withdrawing missiles. They would withdraw theirs from Cuba, and we would withdraw ours from the right on the border of the Warsaw Pact of Nations with the Soviets in Turkey, which is a NATO country. And so this was actually the dialectical goal all along. So why would they want to do this? So that, number one, Cuba could be used as a revolutionary training base, not only for Central America, but also for Africa and other places, and we'll get into that in a minute. What you found was the Cuban Missile Crisis is portrayed as this big showdown. The USS withdraws its offensive missiles. And President Kennedy is a big hero. But what you want to do is also ask, you know, what, as I mentioned to your listeners often, I say it's okay to look at things logically, objectively, you know, in normal circumstances. But it's always useful to look at it as, well, this doesn't seem to make sense, but let's look at it from the perspective of how does this, whatever it is, you know, an economic crisis, whatever, happen to fit into the power elite's ultimate goal of this world socialist government. And so what you find out when you look at it that way is, you want a guarantee, which we also gave, not just the U.S., not just withdrawing our missiles from Turkey, but a guarantee of no further invasion attempts, which then facilitated as well the use of Cuba as this revolutionary training base, as I said, for Central America, Africa, and other places. And so what you do is ask yourself in this particular case, well, you know, what if that's what they wanted all along? You know, that's not looking at it logically. Logically, I've just explained. But from the power elite's perspective, you would say, well, you know, see this big crisis? Well, what if that were planned? You know, what if that were the goal all along? Not really to have the offensive missiles in Cuba, but just to get this guarantee of no further invasion, and then you could use it as a revolutionary training base.
Well, you know, I think there was another very important thing, because everybody's forgotten the timing.
It was
October, late October 1962, and I remember that very well. Jack Kennedy, President Kennedy, was very unpopular at the time, and he was going to lose the congressional elections. The Republicans would have taken control of the House, and Kennedy was pushing a socialist agenda. All power to Washington, D.C. Everything will be regulated by Washington, D.C. And the Republicans, at least at that time, would probably have opposed that. So how were the Soviets going to be sure that Jack Kennedy would get reelected at that time? Why, what a wonderful time to have a crisis. And of course, then the Soviet ships are coming. Now, how do we know the Soviet ships are coming, carrying these missiles on board? Well, somehow or other, why, they let us know that the missiles are on board. Now, they don't take these missiles, these very expensive missiles, and put them down in the hold of the vessel where they'll be safe in case there's a storm. They leave them up on the deck. Now, we don't see the missiles. We see something that's big and sort of round, and it's covered over with tarpaulins. And we're told those are missiles that are going to threaten the southern part of the United States, intermediate range, nuclear-tip missiles, and they're going to threaten the lives of American citizens. And nobody ever sees the missiles. Nobody knows what's under the tarpaulins. Why would the Soviets pick that exact time, just before the elections in November of 1962, when, of course, the one thing they do not want is the Republicans in power, because the last thing they would want is to lose the socialist control in Washington, D.C. And, of course, since the leaders of our establishment work very closely with the Soviets, while they're both, of course, wanting a Democratic Congress reelected. And so, I mean, this is one of the greatest scams of all time. Who has ever seen a picture of the missiles? Nobody. They've seen the pictures of something that's big and round that they left on the deck of these boats, rather than hiding them down under the down below the in the hold somewhere in one of the, you know, one of the passenger bays. I should say one of the freight bays. Nobody ever asked these questions. Go ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
Sure, and there's also not only the question of the specific timing, but the general timing, given that they knew just a tad earlier about most of this stuff anyway, but they waited and to make the big showdown right there before the election as well.
It's sort of like Osama bin Laden before the last election coming and saying, boy, you know, we want everybody to vote for our candidate, you know, John Kerry, you know, or whatever it was. Anyway,
that's right, but the way he put it was the opposite. He says, you know, he was referring to George W. Bush. You know, you can't vote for this evil George W. Bush, which is supposed to make people vote for Kerry. Of course, obviously, the American public would react to that, you know, in the opposite direction. So, well, you can't tell us what to do. We're going to vote for George Bush.
In fact, I think Osama probably has been dead for a year or two anyway, but that really didn't matter. As long as they tell us what he said and they flash a picture of him up on the screen and then they have a little Arabic there and then they translate it down below so we can read it, we honestly believe that that's what Osama bin Laden was saying. you know, we want you, of course, to not, you know, to not to vote for George Bush because he's such an evil and wicked man. Go ahead.
Right, and you know he's really hard to find, lugging that dialysis machine all over the place through those mountains as well. Yeah,
nobody's seen a picture of Osama, but in a couple of years, in fact, you'll see al-Zawahiri all the time, and he's still obviously alive. But Osama bin, and we have reliable information, he's been dead for some time. Or who, be that as it may, the American people believe he's alive, and isn't that what's important? It's what we believe, rather than what's true. Go ahead.
Sure, it's like your comment about illusion and so on. And in fact, I thought it rather curious that just now, as some Republicans are starting to question President Bush's Iraq war policy, all of a sudden now, 6 years after 9/11, we see a flash on the news tonight, you know, there may be an al-Qaeda cell that's already made it here. You know, this another major distraction going on as well. And what some people don't remember, and I put these quotes in my book, at that time, JFK was making some really outlandish speeches. I mean, he would go over to the UN and make speeches about giving the United Nations more authority.
Hold up. We'll be right back here in just a moment.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Ted Anderson from Midas, July 10, 2007, gold 660. On-score coins can be purchased for $681.97, $336.50 for half, $168.25 for quarter. That's $681.97, $336.80, and $168.25. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Okorsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book, called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Cuddy is asking the question, was it possible that the power leap from the very beginning wanted to have a justification for giving a guarantee to Fidel Castro that we would never try to overthrow him? Because as we pointed out, certainly in my video, The World Revolution, where I interviewed the ambassador to Cuba, Earl Smith, Ambassador Smith, will tell you that our government knew Fidel Castro was a communist. We brought him to power knowing he was a communist. We've kept him in power knowing he was a communist. The Bay of Pigs invasion was designed to fail. And, of course, that certainly Elian Gonzalez, you remember little Elian, of course, when he came to the United States and was living with his family down in Miami. Why, Bill Clinton sent 125 heavily armed members of a SWAT team to Miami kidnap this little boy from a family that had no weapons at all and turn him over to Fidel Castro to build up Fidel Castro's prestige. If Fidel Castro is really the enemy, why would we do that? Or why is the Coast Guard assigned to guard the coast of Florida, and if they can catch any Cubans, why they take them right back to Cuba where they can be dutifully punished? And why is Fidel Castro such a good friend of David Rockefeller's daughter? And if you don't believe that, why, of course, you need to read David Rockefeller's memoirs, which we carry. And then why is Fidel Castro coming over to talk to the Council on Foreign Relations? The elite group that really runs our country, and he's having private meetings with David Rockefeller. Why is this wicked communist meeting with a leader of the capitalist world? And a lot of unanswered questions. And Dr. Kennedy raises the point. Is it possible that what we think about the Cuban Missile Crisis really isn't so, that it was all really about giving an excuse, a justification to pull our weapons out of Turkey and to give Fidel Castro a guarantee that we would never try to invade his country again? Is that what it was really all about from the very beginning? Go ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
And the answer, of course, looking at it from the power elite's perspective, is of course. And you mentioned Ambassador Smith. In addition to that video you have, he authored a book called The Fourth Floor back in 1962, where he was relating that, you know, he had formed U.S. officials. This is back in the 50s, you know, Batiste and all that, before Castro came to power, that this fellow Castro was really a communist. And he said, well, you know, the officials just didn't seem to care. I can't understand this, he would say. And so he also indicated, of course, that the U.S. helped bring Castro to power. And as you said, David Rockefeller's daughter is a good friend of his. And Castro, during the Elian Gonzalez escapade, constantly said, when Bill Clinton said, well, we have to return the child to his father, Castro would come out and say, you're not returning him to his father. You're returning him to the state, the government, me. You know, I have the child. You know, the child belongs to me, not to his daddy. So basically what Clinton was doing was saying, we're going to give the child back to this dictator, not to his daddy. And for some reason, all of the people in Washington supposedly opposed to these dictators just said, well, golly, you know, I guess that's okay, because nothing really, you know, came of it. And so that was established. Other people are good friends of Castro. I mentioned in this article that Javier Solana, one of the most powerful people in the world, the Secretary General of the European Union now, was a very good friend. This is even before, I mean, it's right after Solana was just a physics teacher in Virginia, and he went back and got involved in politics in Spain. He wasn't really anything at the time in the 70s, but he was proclaiming the wonders of Castro. He really loved Castro. And Castro, I put a quote by Castro saying that this is back in the 70s, how we need a, quote, new world order. So Castro is using that term as well.
Even Castro and David Rockefeller and Putin, they all want a new world order. I wonder why, and George Bush, of course, keeps talking about that. The senior wants a world, you know, a new world order, and George W. Bush wants a world government. And Sydney. So maybe there's another goal. Maybe that's what the North American Union's all about, the destruction of American sovereignty. And, of course, then as the first step to merging the United States into this one world government. Maybe that's why we're fighting in Afghanistan. Maybe that's why we're fighting in Iraq. Maybe that's why we're going to get involved in a war in Iran. And then with the Muslim world and out of the chaos that's coming, and, of course, the attacks and the violence and chaos in America, will come a demand by the people. We have to have world peace. We have to have a world government. In fact, you remember the First World War? That was to make the world safer democracy, the war to end all wars, to bring about the League of Nations. The Second World War was fought to bring about the United Nations. And we lost almost 60 to 80 million people there. I wonder how many we're going to lose in the next war. That is totally engineered and totally artificial. Do you really care? We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Ketty as he explores the dialectics of the Cuban Missile Crisis.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears custom cabinet refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. if you do not read his weekly articles posted on newswithviews.com. You should. They're available. Just if you go to newswithviews.com, you can pull them down. And what you really should do is put them into a loose-leaf binder and go over them and read them and check the Dr. Ketty sources of information. Now, Dr. Ketty made a very important point. Why would the Soviets risk a major nuclear confrontation with the United States? You know, back there in 1962, well, they said, well, oh, we wanted, of course, to get our missiles there in Cuba, but why would they do that? When, of course, at that time, they had nuclear-armed submarines that could lie 90 miles off the shore of Boston and Sydney, off of Washington, D.C., and New York, and San Francisco, and Los Angeles. And they could certainly hit any of those cities and eliminate them all at one time. And the intermediate range missiles wouldn't have done anything more than get the southern half of the United States. They had other alternatives. So why at that time in history did they risk a major nuclear confrontation? Or maybe it was all simply a scam, as so much of what goes on today. Put on a masterful the theatrical production for the benefit of the foolish Americans who would watch this and say, oh my goodness, it's just exactly as we saw, and our courageous president, he stood up against the Soviets, and that's why we've got to vote for the Democrats in the November 1962 elections, because he certainly wanted to have a strong man who will stand up against those wicked communists. And yet, of course, John Kennedy was doing everything the communists wanted. He was a socialist and internationalist. He was centralizing power in Washington, D.C. He was going right along with their agenda. So why would they wanted to embarrass him? They didn't. They got the Democratic Congress elected exactly as the power elite wanted. Remember, this has nothing to do with communism and capitalism. They've always worked together from the very beginning. And if you have not yet read my March, April, May, and June Radio Liberty letters for 2007, go up on the Internet and start reading them. March, April, May, and June. And, of course, you'll find much of the same material in Dr. Cuddy's work. But please go ahead, Dennis.
Okay, sure. So, as Dr. Stan said, if you look at the geographical arrangement here, why risk something to place offensive missiles, 90 miles away from the U.S. When you have these other missiles on your nuclear submarine sitting at the time, it's broadened now, but at the time you could sit just past 7 miles off a nation's shores, and that was considered international waters. You know, it's like driving to the suburbs. So here you can have these nuclear submarines by the Soviets just 7 miles off of Boston, New York, Los Angeles, you know, all of the major cities. Okay, so you can't reach Chicago maybe, but so what? You can obliterate all of the major coastal cities. So why would they risk this? And so I next proceed to go through the evidence that this was all planned anyway. And the first point, I'm giving credit to Graham Allison. He teaches at Harvard. I don't agree with him on a lot of stuff, but on this, he was right in his book, Essence of Decision. He said, quote, missile deployment and evidence of Soviet actions toward detente poses an apparent contradiction. So at the very time when they're taking this big chance of a nuclear confrontation, they're trying to have detente, you know, let's all get along, can't we all live together and so forth. So there was this apparent contradiction there. Second point is, they knew of the U-2 flights. You remember Gary Powers and the Soviet Union, so here's the early 60s. So the Soviets already know we have these spy planes, the U-2 flights over Cuba. So, you know, they know we're going to be taking pictures of whatever's going on. Number third, the missiles or missile covers, like Dr. Stan says, we don't see the missiles themselves, are left uncamouflaged. I mean, you know, why wouldn't you put some camouflage? Just in an attempt to try and fool us. The fourth point, they did not coordinate the installation of the medium-range ballistic missiles with the completion of the surface-to-air missile covers. Now, you know, that's absolutely necessary. If you're going to have the things installed, you have to coordinate the completion with the surface-to-air missile covers that you're going to use. And the next point is, they have never placed missiles in any nation beyond their own borders, the Soviets, not even in the satellites in East Europe. Now, you would think, you know, if their big enemy isn't just the U.S., but NATO, and they have the Warsaw Pact, and they're, you know, staring each other down there in Eastern Europe, surely, if they're going to take a chance in placing larger missiles anywhere, they put it in some of their satellite countries, you know, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, wherever, in East Europe, but they've never even done that. The next point is, Cuba, hypothetically, Castro, we know him, but hypothetically, could eventually expel the Soviet technicians who were in Cuba. After all, Anwar Sadat had been an ally for a time of Egypt, had been an ally with the Soviets for a while, and eventually he, you know, kicks them out. So theoretically, I mean, maybe not immediately, but let's, you know, 5, 10 years, whatever, down the road, Cuba could hypothetically have lost interest in their alliance with the Soviets, and then, you know, they'd have these missiles and do whatever they please, and maybe take some stupid action resulting in World War III, or, you know, allow us to have acquisition to the Soviet missiles, or, you know, whatever. So they were really taking a chance. The next reason is the U.S. had already attempted one invasion, and we would certainly succeed with the second one if we so chose. Now, you know, there's a whole other history about JFK and the Bay of Pigs and plan failure and so forth, but I'm talking hypothetically now. You know, a second attempt could well succeed, and, you know, then where would these Soviet missiles be if that occurred? The next point is the Soviets desired to avert a nuclear confrontation, yet wanted to use Cuba as a training ground for Latin American revolutionaries. So that as an ultimate goal would make sense, rather than this big confrontation and, oh my goodness, look at this surprise that happened. And, of course, the final argument for this hypothesis is the post facto one, that this is exactly what happened. This is exactly what happened, and so you must at least entertain the possibility that it was planned all along. Now, some people, when I go through this list of about 10 items showing how this appears obviously to be concocted and a sham, some have objected that the expectation of the missile removal, you know, if that was the ultimate plan, does not square with the secretive nature that the Soviet used in transporting these missiles to Cuba and from their docks to the ultimate launch sites. But what I say in counter to that is, I think that that behavior is exactly what would make sense, because what good would it have done for the Soviets to announce they were going to send the missiles to Cuba, you know, from the Soviet Union, or that the missiles were on boats, either on the way to Cuba, you know, like here they are on the way, and then the Soviets make this big announcement that we have missiles on boats on the way to Cuba, or even at the dock there. You know, what sense would that have made? Because you couldn't really have gained any concessions from the U.S. if that occurred, because we could have effectively quarantined Cuba if we knew in advance, you know, that the missiles were coming, or if they're, you know, on the way or even on the docks. You can make surgical airstrikes more confidently. But with the missiles already in Cuba and actually at the sites, on the other hand, a quarantine wouldn't have removed them. Even surgical airstrikes probably would have hit some civilians, and so that would have cast us in an unfavorable light. So this secretive manner in which they supposedly carried out this operation squares exactly with the facts. And so what I would do is urge your listeners to review all of this information, look at your World Revolution video to show this connection and the obvious knowledge and foreknowledge that Castro was a communist all along, Ambassador Earl E.T. Smith and the Fourth Floor, that book as well, and all of these various connections I've mentioned. Plus, Dr. Stan said the so-called missile crisis occurred about 7 months after an important statement. These are always preceding these things. It's sort of like the first Gulf War back in 1991. In 1990, George Bush, the first president, George H.W. Bush, was supposed to have been on this little boat up at Kennebunkport with Brent Scowcroft, and they were chit-chatting. And Brent says, hey, why don't you call this the New World Order? And, you know, that was supposed to be the first time he mentioned it. That's where they came up with it. But in one of my books, I put that back 7 months earlier. 7 months early, and I think it was San Francisco at a fundraiser, George H.W. Bush is talking about a new world order. He's using that term, and he talks about it in terms of this future tyrant that we may have to do something about. You know, we don't see him now, but there may be this tyrant coming up, and we'll have to do something to establish a new world order. So these things are, you know, forecasts. And so what you would remember is this missile crisis, 7 months, it occurs 7 months after CFR member Lincoln Bloomfield, on March 10 of 1962, 7 months before the Cuban Missile Crisis, produces what's called Study Memorandum Number 7. And it's the State Department has let a contract. State Department at the time is headed by a Rhodes Scholar named Dean Rusk. And it's basically about how he uses the term world government, how a world government would come about. And he states, quote, if the communist dynamic, right, Soviets, Castro, if the communist dynamic was greatly abated, the West might lose whatever incentive it has for world government, end quote. And lo and behold, here you have this Cuban Missile Crisis just 7 months later. And so what you have here is this, you know, this plan is being unfolded all along. And so this is really how the power elite works. The U.S., obviously, as well as other nations, Castro, you know, all of these people are puppets. Putin's a puppet, you know, Tony Blair, all of these people are controlled by the power elite. And so I ask a question sort of in general, beyond the missile crisis, why else would the U.S. overthrow Saddam, who was replaced by a Muslim-controlled government, which allows Christians to be constantly persecuted? Why would they do that, especially right after the U.S. has intervened in the Balkans because Kosovo Muslims were being persecuted? And now the U.S. supports Kosovo independence, even though we know that would make it primarily a breeding ground for Al-Qaeda, which is also killing U.S. soldiers in Iraq today. The whole thing doesn't make sense. It's totally illogical unless there's something else going on.
Yeah, because the same thing is true in Bosnia. I mean, after all, the Bosnian was primarily a battle between the Al-Qaeda and the Christian element there in Serbia and in Croatia. And so who do we back? We back the people who Al-Qaeda backed in Bosnia. We did the same thing in Kosovo. And nobody ever asked why that is. When supposedly Al-Qaeda was the enemy in 1995 and again in 1999 in the year 2000. So nothing is it appears to be. I mean, they tell us one thing, and most people do not look at this thing from the larger point of view, and ask why it was that we were funding the Taliban that was hosting the wicked Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan right up until September 11th. 2001, and why, when the government knew, according to George Tenet, according to the testimony that Condoleezza Rice gave before the 9-1-1 Commission, and Donald Rumsfeld gave before the 9-1-1 Commission, everything was blinking red. They knew there was going to be an attack. Why they didn't do anything to head it off? And yet, of course, when somebody, you know, talks about building a bomb in the room on an airplane, you know, and they've got to have all these chemicals and they've got to mix them up there. It takes about an hour in the bathroom and on an air flight. And suddenly now, we can't go onto the airplane even with a full-size tube of toothpaste or with any bottle that's more than about 3 inches high. We have to throw all those bottles away because, after all, we might be carrying a bomb or we're going to build one there. But why are they so concerned about building the bombs now when they weren't concerned when they knew there was going to be an attack on September 11th and all they would have had to have done was put the nation on alert and put, you know, National Guardsmen on every plane and guards on every plane at that time and we could have avoided the attack and they didn't do it? Nothing is it appears to be. Go ahead, Dennis.
Right. As you said, you know, they don't really inspect all of the luggage carefully that goes into the hull of the plane. I mean, they're inspecting, you know, looking at the toothpaste tubes, but you could have this major thing down, you know, in the back of the plane that's ready to blow up with a remote control. In fact, there was a movie, I think, about 10 years ago where this guy put something in the luggage. There it goes. You know, it's not in the main body. It's not overhead of some passenger. It's back in the hole there. And he's standing there, and I remember him watching. Here goes the plane up, you know, and he gets out his little device and pushes a button, and boom, the plane goes, and so on. Same thing with cargo ships coming in. They only inspect about 5 or 10% of those. You know, what's going on in the other 90%? And so, this, you know, it's a farce. So what I conclude with saying the power elite actually wants conflict. That would explain, you know, the Bosnia, the Kosovo, all of this, the Middle East, you know, Hezbollah, Israel, and all this stuff. They actually want conflict because this is the dialectical thesis versus the antithesis. So they can bring about its new world order, which will be the synthesis out of it, and it'll be the form of a world socialist government. Plus, it'll also have a new world religion. I want to emphasize that. It's not just, you know, these elements that are political and economic. They want the new world religion, a common faith, with which all people can agree. That was in the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, 1959, Mid-Century Challenges to U.S. Foreign Policy, where they said, you know, the task has been placed upon us to have this new world order. And the first one they mentioned, the aspect, was spiritual. Even before they said political and economic and social, it's spiritual.
And that's why they had to get God and prayer out of our schools, so our young people wouldn't be acquainted with that, so they have no values at all, so they could begin to teach in our schools. You decide what's right and wrong. There are no values. There are no eternal truths. There is no God. Certainly, we evolved from the lower forms of life. We cannot even mention the possibility of creation. And now we have a whole generation of young people who believe there are no values. I will do exactly as I want to. I am the determinant of what's right and wrong. We teach them that in their values clarification, and then we wonder why so many of them do the wrong thing.
Absolutely. I said it before, I'll say it again. I really blame a lot of the religious Christian and Jewish leaders today for this going on for 40 years, because when they kicked Bible reading and school prayer out, they didn't kick values out. They still have the values clarification. They teach honesty, but it's not, you know, biblical honesty, it's humanistic honesty. And so basically they say, well, you know, separation of church and state, government must remain neutral, but they're not neutral. Because if they're still teaching values, then there's some other authority for what's right and wrong that they're teaching the students rather than the God of the Bible, who the parents are referring to as the authority at home. So this isn't neutrality, and we should have been yelling about this for the last 40 years, including today, and they're still not doing this. And so you have a definite attempt to change the values, and they've succeeded. In fact, the National Training Lab says one is about 1962, called Issues in Human Relations Training, where they talked about the sensitivity training they were using in the schools was literally, quote, brainwashing. That was the term they used. They want to unfreeze the child's values, change them, and then refreeze them back into these new values. It's not an independence at all. It's sort of like the hippies. You know, they were being very independent, but they all looked alike. They all wore the beads and jeans and long hair.
One of the benefits of the Vietnam War was, of course, the hippie movement, the flower children, the drugs, and then, of course, the Marxist revolutionaries who came right along, never realizing, of course, they were actually being conditioned to believe what they did by the great tax-exempt foundations and the great American corporations, whose wealth, of course, had come from the other dimension. Well, our guest has been Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Always a pleasure, Dennis. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week as we explore more into why there's so very little difference between the leaders of the communist movement and the capitalist movement and their ultimate goal.
Thanks for having me.
Bye. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water.
A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Next week.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and my guest has been Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and we certainly hope that you've enjoyed our conversations with him. We always do. A tremendous source of information for me, and always an encouragement. I think it was Plato who said it best. He said, when the tyrant has disposed of the enemy by a treaty or by conquest, and there's nothing to fear from him, that he's always going out to stir up another enemy so he can rally the people behind him. Is that what communism is really all about? Is it possible that from the very inception of communism, it has been helped and financed by people in the West so we can have an enemy, so that we could manipulate the people and keep them constantly frightened, fearful that the boogeyman's going to get them if we don't watch out? And then when communism subsides as an apparent danger, why, then we have Osama bin Laden, and now we have communism coming back again, and we're seeing more and more on television about, oh my goodness, Mr. Putin is killing this one and murdering that one and poisoning somebody else, and somebody else is getting shot in a speech in New York City or Washington, D.C., or poisoned over in London. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all showbiz. And now communism and China will soon become the enemy again as we prepare for a great war with the best enemies that money could buy. If you'd like to understand what this is about, you need to get my video or DVD. It's called World Revolution. It's my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith. You won't find this any other place. He was the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the revolution. He's a multi-billionaire, only billionaire I ever talked to, and he was very gracious, and we really did, of course, enjoy the time we spent together. And then, of course, you want to get the books, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. You want to get my interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. I get a copy of my interview with him, that's the video, and then the book he wrote, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. You want to get my March, April, and May 2007 newsletters. They're up on the Internet. You can get them in pamphlet form, an excellent means of reaching people and letting them know what's going on. We print them up fairly inexpensively, and you can afford to give them out. Try to get people to understand that nothing is as it appears to be. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Goes into actually how we financed and began financing Russia back in 1917 and 1918, and who really financed the Russian Revolution. And then, of course, my talk, The Forbidden Secret. You want to get the very professionally done DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Revolution, and then, of course, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and then the second in the series entitled Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. So if you get that information, that would be World Revolution, Brotherhood of Darkness, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, the video and the book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, and then The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, and certainly Riddles in Stone. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you'll go to our website of RadioLiberty.com, and you can see many of our videos posted there for nothing. Of course, we hope you want to buy them, but if not, at least you can watch them, and then you can read our newsletters for nothing. Now, if you can afford to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, that will really help us. And for a gift of at least $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes or CDs of the month, and you'll get our monthly newsletter. But you'll be helping us as we reach out across America. Understand, as Dr. Cuddy said, we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on an ideological and cultural battlefield. A battle for the souls of men and the survival.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report, here on Genesis every day from 2 to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, right after the Alex Jones Show, and Sunday evening, 8 to 10. I want to introduce Super Silver, not like any other silver nutraceutical, with three new technologies patented November 14th at the U.S. Patent Office. The particle size, nano-oxygen silver wrap, and scalar technologies unlike any other to kill all known pathogens, viruses, bacteria, Lyme, parasites. Clear your body of hidden microorganisms and pathogens and stay well.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. A NASCAR connection to the fatal plane crash this morning.